The Sondheim and Lapine cockeyed fairy tale Into the Woods Junior comes to life at the Clink Theatre, Port Douglas. Into the Woods Junior features all of your favourite characters, Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and his beanstalk, that went up and down and then went down slightly and then went up again last night. And the witch is in there as well. Now, the kids do a great job of retelling the classic Brothers Grimm fables under the direction of Michael Kerr. The musical centres on a baker and his wife who wish to have a child, Cinderella who wishes to attend the King's Festival, and Jack who wishes his cow would give milk. When the baker and his wife learn that they cannot have a child because of a witch's curse, the two set off on a journey to break the curse and wind up changed forever. A stellar cast that includes Cara Fragoni as Cinderella and as the nasty witch Shelby Roberts. But a couple of young thespians that get a special mention are Kaelin Bemidji, I hope I've pronounced that correctly, gave an energy-driven performance as the baker. A tiny part, but the role of Milky White, the cow, is played by Oscar Dow, who took a few tumbles for the team last night and covered a few kilometres as he flew across the stage on his hands and knees. He's sort of Port Douglas's Milky Bar kid. As the wolf, Finn Schreiber, and even though much of his face was covered up by the wolf's head, his performance absolutely growled. He also hit the mark in the Full Monty, where he played one of the bloke's sons. But anyway, he gave a stellar performance last night. The lady in red, Liza Egan, sparkled as Little Red Riding Hood, and she's definitely a star in the making. She was totally into her performance and wasn't distracted by anything as she sang and acted her way into our hearts. The first night audience absolutely loved this production, so did I. Into the Woods Junior is performed again today at 11 a.m, 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. Jeez, I'll be tired at the end of it. And Sunday, 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. That's tomorrow, of course. Tickets only $15, an absolute bargain, at the Clink Theatre.